All right. I found this on CBSSports.com, guys. I wanted to run it by you. NFL midterm grades for each team. Midterm grades. They rank every single team. They grade every single team.
Should I guess?
Yeah.
Guess what the Dolphins grade? Is it a letter grade?
A letter grade. The Dolphins are at 2-6. What letter grade have the Dolphins been given? CBSSports.com.
C minus.
I'm gonna guess D.
C minus, according to CBS Sports. They write.
Why would you give them a C minus? Just out of curiosity. Are you grading on a scale because Tua was out?
I'm grading on a scale because Tua was out, but also Tua doesn't play defense and the defense wasn't balling. Like, I don't think CBS Sports put in the context of Jalen being out, Chubb being out. It's just your efficiency in this league, and their efficiency in this league is not good. And then once you bring in Tyler Huntley, you have a bye week, and your offense still can't do anything. Like, I guarantee they haven't given Mike McDaniels an A either, because that was my upset point with them, is that y'all had 2 weeks to get ready and still couldn't put up no damn points.
Here's what they wrote. Tua Tagovailoa's injury significantly derailed the Dolphins' season, as Miami just didn't have anyone who could hold the fort when Tagovailoa was out with the concussion. Dolphins are 0-2 since Tua returned, but have averaged 27 points per game. The Dolphins have been inconsistent throughout the year, and Tagovailoa's injury has the offense 29th in points per possession. Maybe too late for Miami to show its true potential in 2024.
Do you see them winning next Monday night?
No. No, I don't. I think it'll be a good game. I think it's going to be like the Bills. I think they can compete with teams, but I just don't see them coming out on top in the fourth quarter.
That's my thing. Like, I just have a tough time getting there. Like, I think they're going to be competitive, and I think the offense will look good, but I watched the Arizona game and the Buffalo game. So what, like, I don't know what more offense changes could do.
So like they said, Tua's injury was a big damper. We all know that, and Tua can play ball. But we've seen two games now where they score 27 points a game and they still got their ass whooped. Like, so what's going to change? We didn't add anybody. Is the offensive line getting better? Is there anybody coming back from injury? Is Cam Smith going to be better? Can Marcus May cover a tight end? Are we going to keep switching out inside linebackers because David Long got benched and Walker Jr., I've never seen him before in my life. He made a bunch of tackles, but they're all downfield. I don't see the path to overcoming this losing. And I believe in Sean McVay. And honestly, Matt Stafford is balling right now.
Yeah, he's
Matt
got
Stafford
it together.
Can play ball. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Who do they have after the Rams, Solana?
The Raiders, I believe, here.
Oh, that's right. You told us that. Yep.
Yeah, Hard Rock Stadium.
We can do that. We can win it. We can beat them, maybe.
I hope so.
Maybe he throws in at the end.
We got they ass. Yeah, that's a win, maybe.
Yeah, they're real confident. Oh, we got them. We can do that, maybe.
It is crazy, though. Look, I know 8 of the next 9 is just, for all intents and purposes, unlikely. I get it, okay? I'm not advocating that we should believe in that. But let's say they do beat the Rams, right? Let's say they do. They get the Raiders at home, and then they get the Patriots at home. All of a sudden, you win those 3 games. You're 5-6. Then it gets a little bit more tougher, but you're on a 3-game win streak. You go play the Packers Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Anything could happen. Packers have been up and down. All of a sudden, you're six. Okay, I'm done.
I don't see it,
I'm
bro.
Done. Yeah, I'm done.
I don't see it.
I tried. I tried. Dolphins.
Hey, them off. You go play the 85 Bears. You sneak that one out. You play the whole 2,000 bucks. You get that one all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Solana, it's just.
I can't get there. I don't see. I hope you're right.
I tried.
I haven't seen it. Like, they're going to have to run the ball, keep the games low scoring, and win in the fourth quarter. The Bills game is exactly what we need. That's what we need, Solana. We argued about it last week.
No, you're right. Yeah.
45-40 is not what we need to do. We need 27-24s. We got to have the ball last, and we have to have a big drive late. That's the team we have right now.
The thing is, you had the big drive late against Buffalo. That's the infuriating part. You were down, and you had the big reception on third down to Waddle, and then you had the big touchdown pass to tie the game from Tua to Jalen Waddle. Like, you got the big drive in the fourth quarter, and then you got the stop. But this Jordan Poyer is a secret agent for Buffalo. Like, I don't know what else to tell you. The dude's literally a sleeper agent for Buffalo.
I was trying to make a play.
I just... this is his retirement tour. He's trying to show up.
That is correct.
Yeah.